thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The 2014 legal year officially starts with Chief Justice Godfrey Chidiaw-Siku lamenting the poor salaries and working conditions for magistrates, judges and other judiciary workers.
It is critical that everyone who is concerned, the state in particular, see to it that members of the judiciary are adequately remunerated, because it has a lot to do with justice delivery in the country.
Harare water workers go on strike demanding timely payments and better working conditions.
It's unfortunate that in this country, broadcasters, journalists are never recognized as heroes of this country. Alison Chabunduga should be remembered for raising Zimbabwe's flag high.
And the late broadcast icon Alice Chabunduga is laid to rest at Harare's Glen Forest Cemetery.
Chief Justice Godfrey Chidiaw-Siku officially opened the 2014 legal year today, praising the magistrate courts for managing to clear the backlog of cases last year, despite severe underfunding and unattractive working conditions and poor salaries that is said should be addressed as a matter of urgency. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
The Chief Justice said the Supreme Court had also done well after finalizing 78% of cases before it, but is concerned by the huge backlog of cases in the High and Labor Courts. Justice Chidiaw-Siku said strategies are being worked on how to clear the backlogs in the two courts.
Magistrates' courts are now current, rather like the Supreme Court, exhibiting the capacity to deal with all the cases that are brought to that court in the course of the year. By way of example, during the course of 2013, the courts completed a total of 85,008 criminal trials against an inflow of 82,383 cases the whole year.
He said it was difficult to judge the performance of the Constitutional Court since it was only set up last year following the adoption of the new constitution. He said the Constitutional Court had finalized only 24 of the 111 cases brought before it, adding the court will be reformed to ensure the swift movement of constitutional applications.
The main aim of the reform stopped litigants from approaching the court for ulterior motive, no intention whatsoever of pursuing the matter to finality. The reforms will ensure that all approaches to the constitutional court are genuine requests to have a constitutional injustice addressed and the constitution respected.
Justice Chidiaw-Siku was worried by the government's decision to cut the retention allowance for all magistrates and the state's failure to fulfill conditions of service for all judges.
It is unconstitutional to reduce the conditions of service for judges while they are still in office. This serious breach of the Constitution persists to this day, but we remain hopeful that our concerns shall be addressed soon as
this allows. Law Society of Zimbabwe President Lloyd Mishi said his organization fully supports the call by the Chief Justice for the government to improve the conditions of service for members of the judiciary.
It is actually something which can cause an injustice if our members of the judiciary are not paid well. It is critical that everyone who is concerned, the state in particular, see to it that members of the judiciary are adequately remunerated, because it has a lot to do with justice delivery in the country.
Mishi said they also support Justice Chidiaw-Siku's call to expedite cases that are brought before the Constitutional Court. Meanwhile, former Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and South African Broadcasting Corporation news anchor Alice Chabunduka, who died in South Africa, was buried at the Glen Forest Cemetery this afternoon. Family members, relatives, friends and former workmates described Alice as a fine and accomplished broadcaster. Elder brother Davis said her death is a great loss to the Chavunduka family.
It's a great loss. Obviously, she's a sister who we're very close to. She had achieved great heights. And I think the age of 46, still relatively young. So that in itself brings some sadness to us.
Radio Voice of the People Executive Director John Masuku, who worked with Alice at ZBC, described her as a professional broadcaster who could not stay long at the ZBC as she was snapped by SABC because of her outstanding talent. Alice was found lying unconscious in a house on New Year's Eve in Johannesburg and taken to hospital where she died a week later. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.